Welcome to the Pattern Recognizer. Most people are running programs they never chose. Patterns inherited, programmed, and unconsciously repeated. Today we expose one of those patterns, see exactly how it works, and discover the precise shift that can set you free. Let's begin. Imagine turning a familiar corner, expecting more corridor, and finding a wall. You step back. And for a moment you feel foolish for having walked into something you cannot see. Most of us live like that every day, turning corners inside our lives and meeting walls we never noticed were there. That invisible square is what I call the four-cornered cage. By the end of this episode, you'll be able to name the pattern, trace how it was built inside you, and learn a single high-impact daily diagonal practice. 3 minutes, precise timing. That reconnects the center you forgot. One shift changes everything. First, the pattern. The four-cornered cage is simple. Four habitual anchors that form a containment geometry. Corner one, role, the label you carry, the hat you wear at work or at home. Corner two, habit, the repeated routines that define your days. Corner three, story, the narrative you tell yourself about who you are and what you deserve. Corner four, temperament, your default emotional and reactive style. Put them together and people live inside the square, neat, predictable, and strangely limiting. Now the mechanism, how this cage is built and why it holds. Psychologically, we compartmentalize to feel safe. We trade presence for predictability. A child learns to keep certain emotions in one box. A culture teaches us which roles are respectable. And our nervous system learns that the seam between boxes is a line of threat. Over time, those seams thicken into walls. Energetically, the center of the square, the place of embodiment, curiosity, and integrated attention, goes stagnant. The corners hold momentum in opposite directions. So the center never develops. That stagnation builds feedback loops. You behave like your role, your habits justify your story, and your temperament defends the whole structure. It looks stable. It feels safe. But it also prevents adaptation, growth, and honest risk. Here's the key insight from sacred geometry and ancient practice. A square contains, a circle contains, and returns. The diagonal, a straight line between opposite corners, is not simply a shortcut. It's an initiation. In Hermetic, Gnostic, and Zen language, the diagonal reunites opposites and reveals the center. The Stoics would call the diagonal an applied reason, a practice that tests character across contexts. Visually, where the square holds you in four separate domains, the diagonal pierces across those domains and awakens the missing center. So how do you use that diagonal? I give you a compact, repeatable ritual, the daily diagonal realignment. It takes 3 minutes. Do it once each day, morning or evening, for 21 days, and notice the architecture shift. Here are the exact steps. Step 1. Set a timer for 3 minutes. Stand or sit with your feet grounded. Close your eyes for 2 breaths. Bring to mind corner one, your role. Name it out loud or in thought. For example, team lead or caretaker. Let the feeling of that role sit in your chest. Step two, move diagonally. Shift your attention to the opposite corner to your temperament. Notice the emotional default that tends to arise with that role. Do not judge, just observe the tension, the heat, the constriction. Name it briefly, anxious, reserved, defensive. Breathe into that sensation. Step 3. Bring the habit corner into view. Where does your routine uphold the role and temperament? Name one habitual action that reinforces the cage, a default reply, a morning ritual, a financial avoidance. Let it be precise. Step 4. Move to the story corner. What narrative justifies these habits and feelings? I'm not creative. I must always be useful. I don't deserve better. Speak it internally for one breath and then critically ask, is that story true now? Final step, connect opposite corners directly. Choose one opposite pair. Role right pointing arrow temperament or habit right pointing arrow story. Imagine a straight line between them and send attention along it with your breath. Breathe in along the line. Breathe out, releasing judgment. Do this for the remaining time on your timer. The goal is to feel the space opening in the middle, a soft warmth, a small liquidity. That is the center returning. What should you feel? Not fireworks. Look for small shifts, a loosening in your throat, a change in posture, a thought that doesn't perfectly align with your story. Those micro changes are evidence the center is waking. And crucially, choose one tiny behavior you will do within 24 hours that enacts the diagonal. Speak to a colleague differently for 3 minutes. Shift $10 to an experiment instead of saving it. Write one sentence that contradicts your old story. One small action solidifies the change. Brief examples, money decisions. If your role is responsible provider and your story is I must never lose. The diagonal practice may reveal a habit of defaulting to saving alone. A 24-hour action. Allocate a modest experiment fund and watch whether the center allows curiosity instead of fear. Relationship friction. If your temperament is reactive and your habit is avoidance, the diagonal will highlight that your story protects you from intimacy. The action. A 2-minute honest check-in with a partner about an experience, not an accusation. Creative block. If your role insists on competence and your story labels you, not an artist, the diagonal lets a tiny, messy experiment occur. Draft a page of bad work, then close the loop by naming what you learned. A few cautions. The diagonal is an entry method, not a shortcut to transformation. It requires honest observation and a follow-through behavior each day. If you do it superficially, you'll get superficial results. Commit to the micro action and notice patterns shifting over weeks, not hours. Recap. Name the four-corner cage. Role, habit, story, temperament. See the mechanism. Compartmentalization trades presence for predictability and stagnates the center. Use the diagonal, a 3-minute daily diagonal realignment to reconnect opposite corners, wake the center, and take one small action within 24 hours. Commit to 21 days and track changes. If you're ready to decode the full architecture of your life, explore my complete library at dantesmarks.com. Commit to the 21-day diagonal practice, choose your tiny action now, and begin. The pattern is the prison. Awareness is the key. I'll see you in the next episode. That is the pattern. That is the mechanism. And that is your shift today. If you're ready to decode the full architecture of your life, explore my complete library at dantesmarques.com. The pattern is the prison. Awareness is the key. See you in the next episode.